You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Lights. Camera. Action. It's the KSL Movie Show.
What do we really sell? Sell dreams.
And imagination. And sparkle.
The week's big movie review, movie news, games, and prizes. Here's Andy Farnsworth and Steve Sales.
This guy's a lunatic, a psycho. He will eat you for breakfast. He won't even notice it, probably.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Steve, this is one of those weeks where the big movie of the week is not nearly as good in our opinion as another movie that's not the quote-unquote big movie of the week. And there's one we can't wait to tell you about. But first, we have to talk about the big movie of the week.
Well, I want to apologize because I wasn't able to make it. I was going to go last night, but then I realized I still had two reviews to write. And I watched all kinds of movies this week, and everything I've read so far about Challengers is not great.
Well, I'll tell you what I thought about Challengers, our big movie of the week.
Tashi Duncan.
She's in another league.
To have a fashion line, a foundation. She's going to turn a whole family into millionaires.
What are you going to do now?
Unfortunately, my only skill in life is hitting a ball with a racket.
I want you to be my coach.
How often does this happen? Going after the same girl?
So our big movie of the week, sponsored by Paris RV, who has over 1,200 RVs in stock, ready for your outdoor adventures. And they're sure to have the RV you're looking for, so check them out at their four locations or at parisrv.com. Well, so this is a sports-themed romantic comedy drama starring Zendaya. I always get that wrong. It's called Challenger. She plays Tashi, as you heard in the clip, a former tennis phenom whose career is cut short by an injury. So now she coaches and is married to Art, who is a tennis star who's been struggling on the court recently.
Oh, they're married?
Yeah, they're married.
Huh?
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack here. So she gets Art, who's played by Mike Faced, to enter a small tournament to hopefully get his mojo back before the U.S. Open. He's won the other three majors. He hasn't won the U.S. Open.
Oh.
And he wants to complete the career Grand Slam. Tennis people will know what that is. But she's like, he keeps losing. And so let's put you in this small little tournament in upstate New York. You're going to win it because you're better than everybody else. And that'll get your mojo. You'll feel confident because you know confidence plays such a role in these things. So unfortunately, he ends up facing his former best friend, Patrick, who's played by Josh O'Connor, in the final of this tournament.
Former best friend.
Well, I was going to say, Patrick used to date Tashi.
Oh.
And that's one of the main reasons Art and Patrick are no longer friends. So while they play each other in the final, we jump back and forth through time and see how everything got to this point.
I heard the tennis is really pretty extraordinary, the action of the tennis. I heard that if you don't really pay laser focus, the jumping back and forth in time can mess with your head.
It throws you. And that's part of the challenge, is about the only way to tell them apart, since they can't de-age them, is they just change hairstyles. So you're like, oh, and then you start to get used to it, because they do a time jump quickly. So it's billed as a steamy love triangle, but each character, for me, they do things that are so selfish and unlikable that it just soured me as I watched it. So that by the end, when I walked out, I felt like I just disliked all of them and didn't care what happened to them. And I feel like that's probably not what Luca Guadagnino, the director, was going for. Maybe he was, and this is like some artistic thing where, like, nobody wins here. I know that that's a trick that some directors like to do. But if the object was for have us to care about somebody, I did not. And, you know, I've read a lot of the billing and saw some of the marketing that Zendaya is, it's like this, she's the one in control. And she's definitely in control. Like, she's pulling these guys like puppets on a string.
Yeah.
But she just, everybody makes such selfish decisions that nobody, there's nobody to root for.
Huh.
They each have moments where they're good and you could see liking them. But then they do these other things that are so destructive to the others that I, for me, it was just a turnoff, and I didn't care anymore by the end. But going to the tennis, I did. That was one of the things that I did like, the camera work and the creativity and showing the game from angles you'd never get on a broadcast.
Yeah, I heard from the point of view of the ball.
Yes, and then there's one where it's like they're getting ready to serve, and they must be standing on glass, but it's like you're looking up through the ground at them getting ready to make a play. And I will say this without giving anything away on the plot. There's one of the most clever callbacks to an earlier moment in the movie that I've seen in a long time. And I was like, okay, bravo for that callback. Okay. But for me overall, I gave challenges, like I gave it a B grade because it was well acted. It was unique. But I feel like it could have been more if I would have liked the people at all. And I really vacillated between a B and a B minus because that's how much it soured me not liking them. Like, and I think they could have made... I think they could have made Zendaya's character, Tashi, the just little things they did. Like, she's so selfish. She wears a bracelet of her daughter, but then doesn't seem to have a problem with having an affair.
Oh, yeah, I heard the like, daughter's introduced, but really hardly ever even brought back into the...
No, it's just that they have her. But and that's what I'm saying. So, like, they could do the thing where just Tashi's so selfish that... But then she wears her daughter's bracelet everywhere she goes. And I just... Just little things like that, that kept me from liking it more than I think I could have. So that is Challengers. And I did get a text from somebody after I saw it. They were like, well, is Zendaya good? I mean, can she carry a movie on her own? I was like, you obviously haven't been watching anything more than maybe the Disney Channel or the Spider-Man movies because she's a pretty good actress.
Oh, yeah, the black and white one she did with, I can't remember who, but...
the one after the dinner party.
Malcolm and Marie or whatever.
Yeah. Well, and she's on Euphoria. She's getting nominated for Emmys for that, too. So she does know how to act. And, yes, I thought she carried the movie fine. My issue wasn't with her acting or Mike Faist or Donald O'Connor. Not Kevin O'Connor. Josh O'Connor. My issue wasn't with their acting. It was with what they had to be, and I just didn't like that.
Yeah.
So that is Challengers, and that is our big movie of the week. Steve, our question that we've put out to everybody is what is your favorite movie with a love triangle? Now, bonus, and we're more likely to read your text if when you text us at 57500, or you can answer this question on our Facebook page. Go to Facebook and KSL Movie Show. That's where you get to have some fun debate. Only we get to see the texts, but when you go to Facebook, you can read everybody's replies, and you can even debate with them. So that's kind of fun. But if you can say, like, you know, tell us about why was there a love triangle? Who did you root for in that love triangle in the movie, your favorite movie that has a love triangle? So,
in that regards, our telephone torture movie today is also a love triangle movie. However, we're going to do it a little differently because I haven't picked it yet. I'm going to wait until someone doesn't mention and it's not Gone with the Wind, so relax.
Yeah, so already we're Sweet Home Alabama's been ruled out.
Yeah.
Because we've already talked about that.
I know.
And a texter sent one in.
I've got a super hidden one that I'm hoping no one thinks about, but we'll see.
Okay, but here they're already coming in. In fact, it says not a true triangle, but how about Grumpy Old Men? That's a true triangle.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That one.
Everybody
that was a good
wanted Anne Margaret.
They did. While You Were Sleeping. That's a classic.
Yeah, that's
a That's a lot of people's favorite movie. Here's one for It's Complicated.
Oh, Alec Baldwin?
Oh, yeah. And Meryl Streep?
Meryl Streep, yeah.
That's right. Well, who is the third person in that one?
Was it? Wasn't it Steve Martin?
No.
Well, then you come up with
it. Okay, well, no. I mean, I feel like I would know if Steve Martin was in it. Here's one that says, a texter says, any movie Keira Knightley is in. Yeah, there does always seem to be a love triangle.
That's true. I mean, Pirates.
Even the Pirates of the Caribbean. I have someone correcting me. Earlier when we were talking about Sweet Home Alabama, I said Josh Charles, and it was Josh Lucas.
Oh, Josh Lucas.
There is a difference between the two. One was on Sports Night, and the other was Josh Lucas.
Yeah, he plays a character in Yellowstone, which you haven't watched. But
and he's the coach in the basketball movie.
Yeah.
Glory Road.
UTEP.
The UTEP one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll do all that. So keep sending us your text at 57500 about your favorite movie with a love triangle in it. And when we come back on the movie show, we're going to talk about a hyper-violent movie with no love triangle called Boy Kills World.
down the wall. What's the emergency?
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact, he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big money and transform your home with new appliances now at Menards. We offer the lowest prices and the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home and save big money on new appliances at Menards. Shop our entire selection of appliance options online today at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the world-famous KSL Movie Show on KSL News Radio.
Your favorite movie with a love triangle. The text coming in. I've got to read off as many as possible to limit the number of choices Steve has for telephone torture.
Oh, thanks.
let's see. While You Were Sleeping, another vote for that, and okay. A vote for The Notebook. Who's the triangle in The Notebook? I've never seen it.
Well, it's Ryan Gosling.
Rachel McAdams.
James Madsen.
James Marsden?
Marsden, yes.
How could you choose anyone over Ken or Cyclops? That's a tough choice for Rachel.
I don't think she had that perspective, but okay.
Here's a vote for Dan in Real Life. Difficult because they're all likable.
Yeah.
To try to choose between it. A Fish Called Wanda. Here's a vote.
Oh, yeah. Bub.
And somebody in Electric Dreams, they rooted for Edgar. I don't know Electric Dreams.
I don't either.
Let's see. Outlander.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. That's a TV show. But and it is Steve Martin, and it's complicated, Steve. Someone has come to your rescue. All right. We've got
your rescue, by the way. Because I said Steve Martin.
Okay. They came to my rescue, I guess, to correct me. So, all right. Let's see. Steve, let's review the next movie on our list, Boy Kills World.
Yes.
Give myself an inner voice. I took the last one I remembered from this video game. Player one wins. Step two, get stronger. A lot stronger. And step three, join a team.
Welcome to the Resistance.
Yeah. Go team.
I love H. John Benjamin. He is the voice of Archer, Bob's Burgers. And the moment I heard, Bill Skarsgård plays Boy eventually as he grows up, and he's deaf and he is mute. And so,
although I didn't realize he was at first. I just thought he didn't talk.
Well, that one of the characters says, "You don't really say much, do you?" And so he basically, it's a revenge film. His family's wiped out on the Culling, which is like the Purge.
The Purge, right.
Yeah, one day a year, Mommy, played by Famke Janssen, like, whoa, what is her deal? She takes out all the people that she's not really fond of. But she's kind of been off the off the public grid for a while, so the kids have taken over. Charlton Copley is he's a South African actor. He plays the annoying Glenn guy that gives the speech, and he... So there's a bunch of little smatterings of interesting characters through this. But basically, he just trains to,
To take out Famke Janssen.
Yeah, that's his whole goal. And
he's got like a shaman trainer guy that's showing him how to do all of it.
Yeah.
Really cool martial arts, too.
Oh, yeah, it's almost like Kill Bill. How, you know.
I felt that vibe.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a revenge film, and boy, do a lot of people try to get in the way between him and Famke Janssen. A lot of people. Not as many as the week before when all the Nazis were killed.
Right. For me, it was like really cartoonishly violent, which in some ways helps because you can kind of just be like, okay, that's so obvious. It's like some guy gets his arm chopped off and he's like looking at it while stuff's gushing out. But it's goofy as opposed to like horrifying. The closest thing I can think, if you ever saw the movie UHF, like the guy saws his finger off when he's trying to on a kid's show and he's just looking at it. And it's so obviously fake that you can kind of split yourself from it. But some of the violence is pretty vicious, too.
It is. It's very intense. If you have a problem with violence, you're not going to want to see this movie. It says, you know, boy kills world. That's pretty obvious.
They're telling you in the title. Now, I watched it. When I say late at night, I watched it late at night. I finished it at like 12:15 this morning. So there were times as I was watching it that I wasn't...
Boy fell asleep?
No, I didn't because I wasn't sleepy at that point. But it was more like it gets weird. There's a reason Saturday Night Live has been on for so many years because you just kind of get goofy by the late hours. And suddenly things... Did I really just see that? I felt like that a few different times because it's kind of so cartoonish that I was like, am I imagining this? Is this really happening in the movie? So for me, I gave it a C+.
I gave it a B-, maybe a B. I just, when I heard H. John Benjamin's voice, I immediately said, I don't even care what this movie is about. As long as he keeps
And he talks like the whole time.
Yeah, as long as he's riffing through the whole movie, I am happy as a clam.
There's a story twist. What did you think of the story twist without telling what it is?
Yeah, that was... You know, all of a sudden now you're going to get, you know, clever. You're supposed to be just kind of funny, having a good time, and now you throw in a little intellectual twisty.
Yeah. So anyway, that's called Boy Kills World. C+.
Bill Skarsgård is the Pennywise, the clown guy.
Yes, and Jessica Rotha. I don't know. She was in the Happy Death Day movies. I actually like her. So having her she was the girl with the helmet. Tron helmet on. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's Boy Kills World, and it is in theaters. It is rated R.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Did you know you can get the three things you need to know delivered right to you? Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com, click on menu, and then newsletter.
Or go to the KSL News Radio app, and you click on menu, and then it's email alerts.
This is even easier. Just text the word inbox to 57500.
Get the top national and local stories with the three things you need to know newsletter.
It's the KSL Movie Show.
That is a stupid design, and your instructions were very unclear.
The week's big movie review, movie news, games, and prizes. Here's Andy Farnsworth and Steve Sales.
These curious creatures crawl, creep, and climb their way through life.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Steve, we've been taking texts. A lot of people...
No, don't take any more texts.
Oh, we're cutting off the text so Steve can make sure he gets to do the one he wants to do.
No, nobody's going to get this one.
Nobody's going to guess Steve's love triangle movie. How about this one, Dr. Zhivago?
Dang it! No,
I knew it. Here's a vote for Titanic, a vote for The Wedding Singer. That was a good one.
The Wedding Singer.
Your name's going to be Julia Guglia. That's funny. Why is that funny? I don't know. I love
Did
that.
Your Emma Stone wants people to call her by her real name, Emily?
Her name's Emily?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
The only reason she picked Emma was because it was somebody else in the guild already had Emma or Emily. But she
that
goes,
happens a lot, I've seen.
Yeah, but she says, my real name is Emily, and my friends call me Em or Emily. Nobody calls me Emma.
Except for the rest of the earth.
Yeah, you know. The people she didn't care about.
Not a huge love triangle fan, but I did like Chasing Amy, says this texter.
Oh, yeah. Because
he was in love with Joey Lauren Adams. Well, they were in love with Joey Lauren Adams. They didn't say if they were.
Yeah,
either way.
She's a cutie.
Steve, let's review us a movie. This is actually the one we're excited to tell you about. Unsung Hero.
Oh, yes.
There's no food. And we're almost out of money. We need to make some changes. Kids, we need your help. This is everything we have. And sometimes it's going to grow, and sometimes it will shrink. But it cannot be allowed to disappear.
That scene right there got to me. So this is a family in Australia, a husband and wife, six kids, a seventh on the way. He's a music producer and apparently had a problem with an Amy Grant tour.
Yeah, he promised that he could fill up the Coliseum that in Sydney.
But Amy Grant, what's the problem?
The Australian economy crashed.
Oh.
That was the big deal, because that's where his frustration came in, was like, it's not my fault that the economy crashed. Like, right. You saw what I did when the economy was fine. But the problem was he turned down another guy to promoting his concert to make sure he could get Amy Grant. And then when it tanked, he made certain promises that they would be able to get a certain return for Amy if they went with him as the promoter. And because they didn't fill it up, now they had to mortgage everything because he still had to make good on the debt.
And boy, they lived in a really amazing house.
Yes, they did.
But they, at this point, they, you know, being a music producer, he knows people in Nashville and decides there's a guy there, says, hey, you come out, I'll consider you. And so he packs everybody up. And that whole trip is just a nightmare with
going through customs.
Yeah, with the kids. And like, you're only supposed to stay for 6 months.
Well, that's what their visas were
approved
for.
Yeah, work visas. So there's all kinds of hoops they had to jump through. And then they get to Nashville, and he finds out that he doesn't have a job. And now the family, they have nothing. They walk into this house. I'm guessing they're renting this place.
Yes.
You look around, and the kids are like, well, where are we supposed to sleep?
It's not furnished.
And here's where the mom comes in, and that's why it's called Unsung Heroes, because she says, it's going to be an adventure. Just hang with us, and here's what we need you to do. We're going to tell you what's happening. We got a jar full of cash, not very much.
Yeah, the whole family finance was in a jar on the counter.
Yeah.
They said, let's never let that get empty.
And they're going to mow lawns. They're going to clean houses. And I thought, that is a family right there. You get all those kids to go out there and rake leaves and mow lawns. That builds character. And the mom was on
top of
it.
That's why I'm going to make my whole family watch this movie.
Yes,
get those
should.
Kids doing chores willingly, finally.
Oh, they're going to go, Dad, again?
Well, but despite these near-constant setbacks, they persevere because they combine their faith with the hard work like you were talking about. And then the real challenging part, and this is where one of the really emotional parts got to me, was the willingness to accept the kindness and love of others, with some family members more willing to accept that help than others.
Yes, that's true. There was some pride involved and made it very difficult. And I can see that. I can totally see that, but when people want to help you, man, that just tore right through me.
Yep.
So, man, I didn't mind, you know, they have a church, and they joined this new church, and Lucas Black is a part of the congregation.
And Candace Cameron was his wife.
Oh, I don't know who she is.
Oh, well, Candace Cameron Bure, she's in all the Hallmark Movie Channel stuff.
That's why I don't know.
Kirk Cameron's little sister.
Aww.
She was on Full House.
Well, they were very helpful. I mean, so much so. And the love that just came out. But it wasn't heavy-handed. It was not never preachy. No. You know, they pray for things, but they don't, you know, make a big deal about it. I thought it just hit a perfect balance.
And I connected with it on a personal and an unexpected way because, like, it's uplifting, it's inspiring, it's touching, it's all the ings.
Yeah.
And, you know, finding out that the main character is played by the real-life son of the main character, that only enhanced it for me because I didn't know that at first.
Oh.
And as during the movie, I was like, I kind of see who these people are. And I started looking it up, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
The dad is being played by his actual son. And then, like, that guy, the last movie that I remember putting my heart in a vice like this for the whole movie was The Other Side of Heaven 2, which got me bad when I watched that one.
That's been a while.
Yeah. And this one, you know, I've had movies that I connect to, but this one just from start to finish, I've got six kids, you know, I got all these things, and I could see myself in the kids' perspective. I could see myself from the dad's perspective, and it just, if you want to leave a movie feeling uplifted, this is the movie to go see.
Yeah, there's no question. I think it just worked on every level. I didn't know anything about the group King and Country or Rebecca St. James or any of that. I still don't,
but now I want to find out about them.
Multi-Grammy winning artists, but to see what humble beginnings that they had to go through, and I'm hoping that most of that is fairly accurate and not, you know, too...
I looked up some of the actual history. It's pretty close. I mean, there's a few story tweaks that they made, but again, just because it's not a documentary specifically, the story choices that they made, I didn't feel like they were unfaithful to the actual story, and they did certainly make it that much more emotional for you. I gave it an A-. The only reason I didn't give it an A was because it wasn't exactly 100% faithful, but I could be talked into giving this an A. That's how much I felt about it. I cried. I got ideas for my own family from it.
Well, now I feel like a jerk giving it a B+.
No, that's okay. That's just how I felt about it watching it.
Yeah.
And so that is Unsung Hero, and that is playing in theaters.
And PG, by the way.
And it is PG, exactly. Thank you.
911, what's your emergency?
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Saving money on exterior wall lights now at Menards. Find your style with Patriot Lighting. Exterior lights enhance the look of your home. Choose from over 50 options from Patriot Lighting. Now through May 19th, get $10 instant savings on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on in-stock outdoor wall lights. Check out our entire selection of outdoor lights and see the rest of our deals happening now on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Did you know you can get the three things you need to know delivered right to you? Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com, click on menu, and then newsletter.
Or go to the KSL News Radio app, and you click on menu, and then it's email alerts.
This is even easier. Just text the word inbox to 57500.
Get the top national and local stories with the three things you need to know newsletter.
The Movie Show.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
On KSL News Radio.
Steve, before we do the Movie Show Top 10, we'd like to do another review really quick. And that is for the last movie that's hitting theaters this week we haven't talked about yet is Humaine.
We are engaged in nothing less than a life and death struggle against our own extinction.
We are so happy you all joined us tonight for a family dinner.
What is going on?
We've decided to enlist.
What?
Jay Baruchel, you heard in the clip, and Peter Gallagher.
Yeah. Oh, and Enrico Calitoni. I know people don't know that name, but he was the alien in a Galaxy Quest. He was the, oh, God, I need you to help
the
me.
Fermian?
Yeah, whatever. He like had the weird
the
voice.
Main guy?
Yeah, with the chopped off hair.
Yeah, but he had hair. Like, that's why I didn't recognize him. He was bald in this.
And he also did a show in Canada. It was a cop show. He is such a great actor. And in this case, he's with this group that goes around. Enlisting means they've decided, okay, so the world's gone to heck. Environment's ruined. We need to reduce the population. They have an accord that every country is going to reduce their population by 20%. So, of course, all the cool older people say, take me. I've lived
because there's
life.
A financial benefit that goes to their descendants
that's
also.
Right.
That's a key part of it is that's the motivation is like, look, get yourself euthanized, but the government will pay a huge sum to your heirs.
Yeah. So Bob, this Enrico guy, he's the one that's running this particular they go around in a van and they, you know, put you to sleep and kill you, bag you
they
up.
Euthanize you, literally.
Yeah. And so this family, Peter Gallagher's invited the family over to have a conversation, and all these kids are just complete brats. I mean, they're all older, but...
It was like Succession a little bit. It felt Succession-y in a way.
Oh, I didn't
just
get a chance
with
to watch.
Succession, you know, there's infighting among the siblings.
Yeah.
And that was the vibe that I took from part of it. I mean, it's not a one-to-one comparison, but the kids are resentful against the dad because he was a reporter for years and put his career over
Anchorman,
them.
Anchorman, yeah.
And so when he tells them he signed up, well, it's funny because his son, Jay Baruchel, that you heard in the clip, he's on the committee to decide who gets to do this and try to incentivize. He's the one who's trying to sell the public on this.
Exactly. He's the promoter for this
whole... But he's like, don't worry, we won't have to do it.
Yeah, exactly. He says, you know, I can make, you know, a few calls here and there. But, yeah, so it just... when they get to the point where they have to make some serious decisions and Bob's not going to leave until they do, that's when the dilemma strikes. Again, though, the problem is Shudder... They're blood and guts. They got to bloody it up.
Yeah,
and
this
didn't need to be.
Yeah, I agree with you. It didn't have to be as violent as it got. It was clever writing and some unforeseen story twists, because there were some interesting story twists as the movie goes along. And I thought it was a really fascinating premise to explore.
Exactly.
That's why it didn't need the blood.
Yeah.
But boy, if you want to compare the... opposite ends of families. You've got Unsung Hero on one end and this family on the entire other end of the spectrum.
That's
for me,
true.
For Humane, I gave it a B-, but I thought it could have been better.
Yeah, I gave it a B, even though I thought the blood and guts was too much.
So that is Humane, and it is rated R. Now it's time for the movie show Top 10.
10, 9. The KSL Movie Show, Top 10. 5.
And the Top 10 is sponsored by Call Climate Services. From repair to replacement and installation, callclimate.com. Steve, at number 10 this week, we have The First Omen.
It's done pretty well, $46 million in a couple weeks.
Number 9, Monkey Man.
Also done okay, $30 million in a couple weeks.
Yeah, and then we have Dune Part 2. Now Dune is finally dropping from its top 5 perch down to number 8.
Yeah, but it's just about to go over $700 million, so I think it's forgivable.
I think it's getting another IMAX temporary, or maybe that's Godzilla Kong. Sure.
They've also greenlit the next Dune movie.
Excellent. Number 7, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
177 worldwide, not bad.
We liked it, mostly.
Yeah, it had a few problems.
Number 6, Kung Fu Panda 4.
This is almost $500 million.
See, that it snuck up on that. These animated movies are sneaking up on those totals because they're not hitting a huge, massive amount in the first weekend, but then they just sit there and make the same amount week after week after week.
What are we going to take the kids to? There it is.
It's a great point. Number 5 was an anime movie, Spy Family Code White.
Yeah, it's... Okay.
Number 4, Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. It debuted at number 4.
Ooh, I know. It's only done $11.5 million.
Did we like it?
Yeah,
I liked it. Number 3, Godzilla Kong, The New Empire, a.k.a. my son's apparently favorite movie now.
Almost $500 million.
Number 2, Abigail.
18.
And number one, Civil War.
$60 million.
911, what's your emergency?
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact, he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in One offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season two of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the KSL Movie Show.
What do we really sell? We sell dreams.
And imagination. And sparkle.
The week's big movie review. Movie news, games, and prizes. Here's Andy Farnsworth and Steve Sales.
This guy's a lunatic. A psycho. He will eat you for breakfast. He won't even notice it, probably.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Would the Super Mario Brothers movie, you think that that would be considered a love triangle, Steve, with Princess Peach and Bowser and Mario? Gross. You think?
Maybe.
You probably didn't even
I didn't
see
get
all
that
the movie.
Deep. I saw some of it.
Well, we're talking about love triangles today because our big movie of the week is Challengers. And so we've asked you, our movie show listeners, to text us at 57500 your favorite movie with a love triangle in it. And if you want, who you were rooting for in the love triangle. I think we've had more votes for Sleepless in Seattle than anything else far. Of the people that have texted in, here's another vote. We've had two votes for Pearl Harbor. Also says it broke. Oh, there was a love triangle between Josh, whatever his name is, and Ben Affleck and Kate Beckinsale.
Well, they were busy giving blood and then flying over to the other part of the island.
Yeah, and they resolved everything. That in a way. You just kill one of them. Oh. That's a way to do it. When like all three, one of them has to die.
That's true.
Because that's the thing. And then
that's cheating, though, isn't
as our board op Corey pointed out, as she texted in the Wedding Singer is not technically a triangle.
What?
It's a square.
Ooh.
Because you've got Julia and Glenn.
Ooh. Yeah.
And you've got Robbie and Linda. And so it's like a couple of different triangles that form into a diamond or a square or something like that. I guess it depends on if it's a right triangle or a – since we're getting into geometry. So keep sending them 57500.
Trapezoid.
A love trapezoid. Feels like that's not a good thing. All right. Now it's time for our big streaming reviews.
Planning a weekend on the couch? Streaming your favorite movie or a new show? Andy and Steve sort through it all so you only binge the best. It's the Movie Show Streaming Reviews on KSL News Radio.
And our first Movie Show Streaming Review of the week, Steve, it was Earth Day this week. And
yeah.
So Disney every year, this is their 15th year in a row that they've released a Disney nature documentary on Earth Day.
And to this day, I don't know how they shoot these things. They are so intense. This is about a tiger. Do you know that 70% of the tigers left in the world are in India?
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
But now I do.
There it is. And so this mama tiger, she has four cubs. Four cubs? Yeah. Four cubs, which is unheard of. And the problem is,
I know how she feels. People are always looking at me like I have too many cubs.
Well, there it is. But the males, sometimes they don't like having the cubs around, especially if they're not the dad, and they want to kill them. And
so tigers are just like the real world.
This is mean dude. I mean, I know his name's not Scar, but it's kind of like that. And she's
I was going to guess Shere Khan since you're in India.
Oh, yeah, there it is. But the female keeps like distracting him, taking him away from where her cubs are. It's absolutely brilliant how protective she is. And they stay with her for a couple of years. As they grow up, and they said at the beginning, having four cubs, the chances of all four of them surviving is pretty
low,
pretty limited.
So this was narrated by Priyanka Chopra Jonas.
Yeah, I knew I'd heard her voice, but I didn't realize who it was till the end.
So would you recommend it?
Oh, absolutely. So unless, there's some circle of life moments.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's nature. Nature's not always looking for a happy ending.
I know, yeah. And they don't do it, you know, too crazily, but it's a beautiful picture. My gosh. This is called Tiger, and it's on Disney Plus.
And it is rated TVPG, so it's, I would say, beautifully is a good way to describe it. All right. We also have on streaming a movie based in the Sonic the Hedgehog universe called Knuckles. Or not a movie.
You're an alien. You're super powerful. Recently saved the world with your friends. What do you like to do for fun?
Vengeance.
I was thinking more like reading or yoga.
So if, like me, you like the Sonic the Hedgehog movies from the past few years, now you can spend some extra time with the big giant echidna with the giant fists called Knuckles, who's voiced by Idris Elba. He's the epitome of a warrior, and this series takes place between Sonic the Hedgehog 2, which we had a couple years ago, and then the upcoming Sonic the Hedgehog 3. So this actually is canon, and it takes place between the two movies in the series, one of which hasn't come out yet.
Having Idris Elba do that voice was very distracting. All I could see was him instead of this red little dude with big hands.
He does have a unique voice, that's true. But you also got to Adam Pally as the small town deputy Wade Whipple. He needs Knuckles' help to achieve his potential so that Wade can win a bowling tournament.
He's annoying. So annoying. I made it through that first episode. I'm like, I'm done.
And I watched the whole thing. So,
oh, no.
But look, this one's for the kids. It has some funny moments. Which
if you
includes...
don't like them, the kids. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, ouch. No, the kids will enjoy this far more than the parents. It's true. And it has like some hilarious moments. Like there's a crazy Shabbat cedar with his Wade's mom, who's played by Stockard Channing. And he's got a sister who he has a rivalry with because she's in the FBI and he's a sheriff. It's just
he's an
that's
idiot.
Kind of he is. And Adam Pally, you almost have to either like him or dislike him beforehand. But it's other cameos. You got a Christopher Lloyd cameo. You've got
I heard his voice.
A Cary Elwes cameo. Oh. But you can see pretty quick when you're watching it why this is not a movie and it's a streaming series.
Yeah,
it's on Paramount Plus, rated TVPG.
And they were begging us. They must have sent me three reminders that, you know, Knuckles is still available. You can watch it.
Yeah, but don't tell anybody until Friday.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
was the other funny thing. Yeah. Watch it, but please don't say anything. So now Knuckles is out on Paramount Plus. And then finally, our last one for this segment, it's called Them the Scare on Prime Video. Did you get a chance to see this one, Steve?
I did not.
Okay, I didn't either. It's set in Los Angeles in 1991, and it centers on an LAPD homicide detective who's assigned to a new case, which is a murder of a foster home mother that's left even the most hardened detectives are struggling with this. But it's 91 Los Angeles. If you remember, this was right before the Rodney King verdict, so there's a lot of racial tension going on. But because this is a horror anthology.
This is not a documentary.
This is not a documentary. It's just set at a time where if you know what was going on at the time, it adds sort of the tension to it.
But neither one of us saw
it. It's supernatural, yes, from what I understand. So it stars Deborah Iorinde and Pam Grier, and it is on Prime Video called Them, the Scare, and it is rated TVMA, but we didn't get a chance to see it. Sorry. We've got more to come on the movie show, including a really clever new series on Netflix, which I liked.
Yes.
And a second season of an Apple TV Plus show that I never quite finished the first
Loved.
Season of.
Hurt.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Saving money on exterior wall lights now at Menards. Find your style with Patriot Lighting. Exterior lights enhance the look of your home. Choose from over 50 options from Patriot Lighting. Now through May 19th, get $10 instant savings on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on in-stock outdoor wall lights. Check out our entire selection of outdoor lights and see the rest of our deals happening now on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind, until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Planning a weekend on the couch? Streaming your favorite movie or a new show? Andy and Steve sort through it all so you only binge the best. It's the Movie Show Streaming Reviews on KSL News Radio.
We found the betting, Steve.
The search is over.
We've got more streaming to talk about here on the Movie Show. We're also taking your texts as your favorite movie with a love triangle. More votes for While You Were Sleeping. So, Steve, that cannot be our telephone torture
that
in the
will
next
not
segment.
Be. I promise.
Here's a vote for Random Harvest, a 1940s movie with the most unique love triangle ever.
Huh.
Random Harvest. I'm going to have to look that one up. All right. Here's a text. Did you get to see the streaming show Dead Boy Detectives on Netflix? Why,
well.
I'm glad you asked, our texter.
Allow me to welcome you to the Dead Boy Detective Agency. We help ghosts resolve their mysteries. Ghosts who cannot let go.
Dead Boy Detectives?
It's Aces, right?
Just a stupid name.
Now, this is a streaming series I was surprised to enjoy as much as I did.
I love this.
Dead Boy Detectives. If you remember the series Sandman on Netflix from a couple of years ago, this is set in that same world that was created by Neil Gaiman. In fact, in the first episode, you get to see Death, his sister, comes to collect somebody. If you remember, that was one of the better episodes of Sandman 2, was the one where he goes around with his sister who's Death.
I bailed on Sandman.
Oh, you should rewatch it. Just skip one episode. All the rest were amazing. But anyway, in this, you've got two teenage ghosts who've managed to avoid heading to the afterlife. And so they go around solving paranormal mysteries that involve, among other things, demons, sprites, witches, and stuff like that.
They're British, right?
They're British, yes. They team up with a human psychic who they save from a demon. And then so that gives them a method, since she can see and interact with them, it gives them a method to be even more effective. So
right.
I know this is going to sound silly, but it's kind of like the series Supernatural combined with the Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew.
Yes, I thought about
the
Hardy
Boys. Only for grown-ups.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's an edge to it.
Yeah. But it's very entertaining. As long as the subject matter isn't a turnoff for you, and if you liked Sandman, I think you'll like this too. I've watched 2.5 episodes, and this is one I will make the effort to finish. I wish I could have finished it before we talked about this, because maybe it doesn't stick the landing. I don't know. But
well, yeah, because
it was very entertaining in the process.
How it starts, it's great. I kept thinking, my sister loves this show, Ghost, on CBS.
Yeah, so do I. In fact, it's got those kind of elements because only some people can see the ghosts.
Yes, exactly.
And so they have these interactions, and every once in a while it cuts to the point of view of everybody else to like, what are you doing?
But I have the feeling it's much darker than the CBS show.
It is. But it does have funny moments as well.
Yeah, no, there's some. I mean, they're British. I mean, they have to say something funny.
And that's what I was saying. It was, for as dark as it could have been,
right,
it was surprisingly entertaining and had kind of a lighter thread sewn through it.
Yeah, they pulled back a little bit. I appreciated that. But there's some little chills here and there.
Yeah. So for me, I actually gave it a B+. I thought it was really, really good.
Well, I've only seen the first episode, so I really can't.
So you
judge.
Can't give it. Yeah, that's fair. But that is Dead Boy Detectives, and that is streaming on Netflix, all 8 episodes.
But I definitely will want to see it, the rest of it.
Okay. And all 8 episodes are available, so this isn't one where you have to wait every week.
What's it on?
Netflix,
okay.
All right, and then we have The Big Door Prize Season 2.
The Morpho made everybody think about their dreams, and now it's saying,
are you ready for the next stage?
How do we get to the next stage?
Okay, so that was Chris O'Dowd, who played the cop in Bridesmaids. I love him.
Oh, yeah.
He's married, and it's just a small town. They have a grocery store, and this machine shows up called The Morpho, and what it does is, you put your money in, and it tells you what your potential is.
What you should be,
I think. Well, yeah, or what you could
what you
have
should
been.
Have been doing with your life.
And so it messes with everyone. That was Season 1. Now we're back. There's all kinds of little threads. There's a girl that works at a bar outside of town, but she seems to know more about this Morpho machine than anybody that's actually experienced it in this little town. So they're trying to pick her brain. And then you start remembering the other couples and people in the town
from
season one. And
without having to necessarily go rewatch season one right before you start season two.
Exactly.
Okay.
But so far, the little tidbits that they've thrown out to make this enticing are working for me. So I'm looking forward to finishing Big Door Prize Season 2.
So I watched the first couple episodes of Season 1 when it premiered. I think it was a year or a year and a half ago. And I just, I liked it okay, but it didn't spark me enough to keep going. In fact, the thing that bugged me is these people have made all their choices, and then all of a sudden they get a little piece of paper that says you should have done this. And so all of a sudden, it doesn't matter what you've done before. It doesn't matter how invested you are in your life. It doesn't matter what a difference you've made. All of a sudden, all these people are like, oh, well, I should do this instead. Like, what?
Yeah, but there's another town not too far away that completely threw this stuff away. They're like, oh, that's dumb. So it depends on the town and the mindset of the group. This group is really, you know, messed up by it. Another group, all the little tickets ended up in the garbage can. So I like what they're doing. Psychologically, okay. It's kind of interesting.
And it is based on a book called The Big Door Prize by M.O. Walsh. So I believe they've adapted the book into multiple seasons as opposed to it being a book series, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure about
but
that.
Either way, I did enjoy it. In fact, I was telling you when we were doing production for the show that I took a line from the first episode of Season 1, and I said it to my daughter when I was on the Provo Parade float. When they were trying to embarrass their daughter in the first episode, she's a waitress at a restaurant, and she's just embarrassed that her parents are there, so they just lean into it, and they're like, hey, everybody, we made her.
You said that on the float?
I said that about my daughter from the float, and she did not react well to that.
That is the
Big Door Prize. It is rated TV-MA. And that is on Apple TV Plus.
911 emergency.
They're kidnapping my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The KSL Movie Show. Telephone Torture.
Telephone Torture, sponsored by our good friends at Larry H. Miller Megaplex Entertainment, where they have the Spider-Man series going on. Yep. They've got Alien, the 45th anniversary, playing at Megaplex for, I think, the week or a weekend. They got a lot. If you go to their website, megaplextheaters.com, you can actually see there's a lot of either 40th, 45th. It seems like every 5 years, a lot of good movies seem to come out. So they're celebrating 40 years of 1984, 45 years from 79, et cetera.
Yeah. No, and it's great. I love it.
So we've got Telephone Torture, and since our clue or our text question of the day was your favorite movie with a love triangle in it, we've been getting responses all more. And we've got, Steve, I cannot believe how many people's favorite love triangle movie is Pearl Harbor.
I can't believe anybody's favorite triangle is Pearl Harbor. Come on.
It wasn't the worst. I kind of liked it the first time, especially the first time I saw it. Although the first time I saw it, the Larry H. Miller Megaplex Theater in Sandy caught fire, and I had to leave in the middle of it.
Oh, dear.
We're watching right before the actual invasion, and all of a sudden all the alarms go off. And for a second, I was like, wow, this is like a really immersive movie. But I was like, boy, they really played with the timeline because it's not even sunrise yet. And
that's sad.
It was, but
I was at, remember, Cineplex Odeon in Trolley Square?
Yeah.
Bridges of Madison County was playing, and there's a rain scene with the bridges getting, you know, and it's raining outside. No, it just, oh. buckets of water just came pouring through the ceiling.
A leak.
Yes.
Oh, my. But that was a 4D cinema back before they had it.
Talk about realistic.
Either that or it's Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right. Well, our prize today on the Telephone Torture is the Classic Megaplex Prize Pack.
Yes, the two tickets to any movie, two drinks, and a tub of popcorn.
And that is if you can give the correct answer to a movie with a love triangle that I do not know, that Steve is going to give you three clues. We'll take callers at 801-575-8255. But don't call until you've heard the clues, people.
Right.
Don't. Or we'll hang up on you.
Oh.
That's how harsh we are.
Meanie.
But so at least give a clue, then call in, and then it will be less torturous for us as the hosts.
Okay, so since I kind of left it to a wide spectrum of movies, thinking that...
Well, obviously, as long as yours isn't Sleepless in Seattle or Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, that's the thing. I've got probably 30 movies written down here. So here's the first clue. When this movie came out, the director was embarrassed. He didn't want to put it out. He was so embarrassed, he thought the movie was going to tank. So instead of going to the premiere, he went to Hawaii on vacation.
Okay, interesting. So this is a movie that the director was so convinced it was going to tank, they went to Hawaii so that they weren't going to be able to find out what the box office returns were going to be.
Yeah, well, something like that.
Okay, all right. I think I already know the answer.
You think you do?
I think I do. But do we have someone who thinks they know the answer that's on the line? Do we have someone on the line? Who's this? Okay, so now that's
okay,
good.
Right.
Because they actually listened, and now they're waiting to call. So that's the first clue. We could give a second clue. Also, you can text. If you think you know the answer, text us at 57500. If none of the three callers that we pull up know the answer, then we will take the first correct answer on the text, which we did last week.
That's right.
Okay, so, Steve, let's give them another clue. People feel good to call in.
So in this movie, there is alluded to a love triangle. But in the subsequent film follow-up, there was still sort of the love triangle, but the storyline changed so that there wasn't a love triangle anymore.
Okay, so it looked like it was a love triangle hinted in the first.
Yes.
And in the sequel, the story changed to where it was less of a love triangle.
It couldn't be a love triangle anymore.
Okay, interesting. Do we got anybody who thinks they know? Call 801-575-8255 and or text us at 57500. I think we've got a correct answer on the text line already because I think I know what it is. But who's our first caller here?
This is Sarah.
Sarah, do you think you know the answer?
I think I know the answer.
Okay, what do you think?
Is it Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Raiders of the Lost Ark, because who was the triangle in it?
George Lucas. Oh. Indy.
Okay.
And
Marion. And what, Belloc? Or the Nazi guy whose face melts?
Yeah, right. Belloc. There we go.
Okay. Is that correct, Corey?
Wrong-o.
Oh, I love your guess, and I think you might be on the right track.
You're in the neighborhood.
But great guess. Thank you for calling. All right. Do we have somebody else who wants to give it a shot?
Hi.
We've given two clues, so we'll take two callers. Who's this?
This is Don.
Don. Welcome back, buddy. What do you think?
Is it Goonies?
Is it Goonies?
Boy, Don, are you going to kick yourself?
It just dawned on me. Dawned on me. Okay, Don, good guess, but that is incorrect. All right, Steve, third clue, and then we'll take a caller.
Okay.
I mean, that one was set up for Don.
I know. I can't believe it. That was right up his literal alley. Okay, so...
We bullied him out of making his favorite guess.
In the second movie, there is a kiss between two of the love triangle people.
Okay.
But then soon after that, they realized that they were brother and sister, and they probably shouldn't have been kissing.
All right. Now, if you don't know the answer at this point, we've got lots of. Now, here's the question, Steve. Which movie are you looking for the answer to? The first one that you were talking about?
Yes.
Okay. That's all we'll say. Who have we got on the line? Who's this?
Tim.
Tim? You got to know this one.
Star Wars, baby.
Is that correct, Corey?
What I'm talking about.
So, Tim, how did you feel about the resolution of that love triangle?
Great. Who doesn't
you think
like
it's
Star Wars?
Better to make two of them related so that the third one can, so that there's no feeling bad for one of them getting left out?
By the way, George Lucas
has
never...
a little awkward once you know the storyline, but I guess kiss your sister every now and then.
George Lucas has never brought it up. He's never mentioned why he decided to make them brother and sister, and why the kiss, you know, it just was awkward. And he's never addressed the issue.
Hey, you know, it was in a galaxy far, far away, and it was a long time ago. Maybe it was okay.
Boy, you know, and
we can't judge things by our current sensibilities when this happened a long time ago. It says it right at the beginning of the movie.
I can't believe Don walked right through it.
I mean, Don has guessed Star Wars
on every best baseball movie.
Oh, wow, well, Tim, so, congratulations. You won our Megaplex prize pack. And what movie do you want to use it on? What do you think?
I don't know. Maybe something coming up in the future.
I'll tell you what, of what we talked about today, I'd suggest Unsung Hero if you like uplifting stories. That's an excellent one.
Yeah.
Or
good.
Even the one last week that we talked about, the one with Matthew Modine.
Oh, yeah, the Hard Miles.
Hard Miles. That's a couple we'd suggest to you.
Thank you.
All right, stay on the line. We'll get your information. Congratulations, and thanks to our friends at the Larry H. Miller Megaplex Theaters for sponsoring Telephone Torture.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.
Save big money on plant protection supplies now at Menards. Defend your garden with Triazicide Insect Killer. Its fast-acting formula protects lawns, vegetables, and many other plants. It kills more than 260 insects by contact, above and below ground. Choose from ready to spray, concentrate, or granular. Save big money on Triazicide Insect Killer at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Movie Show.
Spock, you haven't changed a bit. You're just as warm and sociable as ever.
No, have you, Doctor? As your continued predilection for irrelevancy demonstrates.
On KSL News Radio.
Steve, we've had some texts helping to clarify that Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher were horrified during the table read when they found out they were brother and sister.
Yeah, I know. That was quite a shock, especially to poor Luke. He was like, wait, what?
We
made out, man.
We had so many people that texted. And I'm sure that there were so many people during Telephone Torture whose hearts sank when they heard Don was going to answer the question and they knew what the answer was.
It's like I almost set him up, but I didn't.
But he didn't, and it was evident by the fact that he didn't guess his normal guess
the
of Star
one
Wars.
Time he went Goonies.
But Steve, before we wrap up the movie show, we want to talk
about... Can't
wait
to see him at a screening. Like, hey, Don, what do you think?
We have a couple of things for rapid fire before we get into recapping all of the things that we've talked about on the movie show today. And just a reminder, if you missed any of the movie show, if you want to hear past episodes or there's a movie that we've reviewed that you didn't get a chance to hear, go to kslpodcasts.com. Or get the KSL Plus app or the KSL News Radio app. And you can listen to all the past episodes of the movie show and check out our reviews of all the different movies that are out in theaters and even some that are, you know, now available on streaming or something like that. And you're like, oh, what did Andy and Steve think of that? You can do that through KSLNewsRadio.com, the app, or the KSL Plus app.
Plus, this week we have two reviews for Humane and for Unsung Hero.
Up on KSLNewsRadio.com. So you've got text reviews, you've got audio reviews, and go to and check out our Facebook page, KSL Movie Show, where you can also join in the debate on your favorite movie triangle. That's one that even if you're listening to this stream, you can go to Facebook and join the discussion for your favorite movie with a love triangle. But let's talk quickly, Steve, in rapid fire. about Shogun.
Ooh.
Because it's wrapped up its first season.
It has. And it might not. I mean, that might be it. I'm not sure. It seems like there are other books. But anyway, this has been a marvelous adventure. I liked the first Shogun years and years ago, but what they've done this time around, I'm not all the way through it. And the last episode aired this week. So if you want to, if you're the binge guy and you want to see everything that's, you know, gone on and you don't want to, you know, like wait week after week, they've finished the series, at least this season of Shogun. And it is, from what I've seen so far, and I'm almost through, it's phenomenal.
So I only saw the first episode and a half, but that's another one that I've got to finish. I really want to finish it, and so hopefully there'll be fewer movies next week.
And this is on Hulu, by the way.
This is on Hulu, and that is Shogun. There was also on Hulu a movie that premiered this, or a docuseries that premiered this week called Thank You, Goodnight, John Bon Jovi. It's a four-part series. It talks about both the past and future of Bon Jovi, not just the front man, but the whole band. And here's the thing, if you didn't know this, he's been around for 40 years, which makes you feel old when you think Bon Jovi's been around 40 years. But recently he's been dealing with a vocal injury that actually throws the band's future in jeopardy.
Oh.
I mean, what do you have if Bon Jovi is not in Bon Jovi?
He's
it's not like
Bond.
Foreigner or Journey where you can replace Steve Perry. But
well, even that was a tough one. But the kid that they replaced him with is amazing.
And there's a movie about that, too.
Yes, there is.
Talks about
Pineda.
Finding, what's it called?
Well, his name is Pineda, I think.
Oh, okay.
The new singer.
Anyway, one of the features in the docuseries about Bon Jovi, though, is that he's given access to personal videos, some early demos that he's never released, and photos, original lyrics, stuff that's never been seen to the public. So
we're kind of seeing this a lot, documentaries about famous artists.
And I don't know if you heard, but the Let It Be documentary is going to hit Disney Plus in June, the one that's been kind of lost for a while.
Is this the one that...
With the Beatles.
That Peter Jackson's been working on?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. So that is... Thank You, Good Night, John Bon Jovi story. Now for a rapid fire, we recap everything we talked about on the movie show really quick to tell you whether you should see it or not. And, of course, we invite you to listen to the whole review. But Challengers, our big movie of the week, I gave it a B. I liked a lot of what was in it. I did not like the characters, and I thought that they were selfish and to the point where it was distracting and made me leave the movie not caring what happened to any of them. And I just feel like that was a miss.
I didn't get a chance to see it, but based on what you just told me, I'm not running to the theater.
So that's Challengers rated R. We've got Boy Kills World, also rated R. I gave it a C+.
I gave it a B-, but it's pretty cool.
I thought it was kind of cartoonishly violent. Not as much blood as Abigail last week, but a fair amount in its own
really
right.
Really close.
We've got Unsung Hero, my pick of the week. I gave it an A-.
Yeah, this is a B+ for me. It's such a sweet movie. About an Australian family that moved to America and go through some real struggles and are really cool about it. I thought this is an amazing film.
I love uplifting movies. And to quote our friend Doug Wright, if you complain about Hollywood not putting out good movies or the kind of movies that you can go to, you got to go to them when they come out.
That's right.
That means even if it wasn't in your plans, you should go see Unsung Hero if you are upset with the kind of movies that Hollywood puts out.
Do you think Hard Miles is still out there?
I hope so.
It's been a week.
Yeah, we'll
if
know.
Nobody went, then it's gone. But
yeah,
we'll see.
Same thing with Escape from Germany.
Oh, that's true.
So you got to go to these movies.
TC's got a built-in audience.
Yeah. We've also got, let's see, so Unsung Hero, our pick of the week. We've also got Humane, rated R, the opposite kind of a family from.
But for a dystopian movie about how you deal with population growth, and they come up with a really crazy premise that was riveting to me, I thought.
I gave it a B-, but I could be talked into a B. Really well done, but kind of dark, too. Kind of dark.
Well, yeah. Talk about euthanasia people.
More of a fascinating premise than a visual kind of treat, because they kind of went up with the blood. They didn't need it.
No, it's because Shudder.
I mean, Abigail, they needed blood. It's vampires. They didn't necessarily need it for this. Tiger on Disney Plus streaming, the Disney nature movie.
Blow your mind. I mean, it's... All of these are A movies. It's just.
I bet it looks cool in 4K also.
Oh, it's just gorgeous.
Knuckles on Paramount Plus, a streaming series set in the Sonic the Hedgehog universe. I gave it a C+. It's for kids. The adults will barely make it through without rolling your eyes.
I barely made it through.
We've got Them, The Scare on Prime Video, which we did not see. It's like a horror detective set in Los Angeles in 91. Now, there is one that's Dead Boy Detectives on Netflix that we both liked.
Yeah, weird title, but what a cool idea.
It makes sense, though, within 1 minute of watching the show.
Oh, absolutely.
Two dead kids
yeah.
that are ghosts solving supernatural mysteries.
And they don't want to go to whoever's next, so they're just hiding from death.
Yep.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Big Door Prize, Steve, season 2 on Apple TV+.
Yeah, well, it's a continuation. I've only seen the first episode of the new season, but I was hooked immediately.
All right, so that's what we've got on the movie show this week. Next week, we've got The Fall Guy with Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. People getting excited for that as the summer movie season technically officially opens next Friday.
Nice.
911, emergency.
A kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact, he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.